All right, we're on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. So we're going through this whole brisa, right? We're going through a brisa. So Amar Mar, right? The last line. Amar Mar, Tamalomer Tihyena. We used the word Tihyena, right? The brisa said, how did we know that Tiviu in the Tzdei Lechem means that you need an Isaron for the Challah, right? And we don't learn that you need Shnei Yisronim for all the Challahs together when it came to Toda. How do we know that it was one Isaron per Challah? Tamalomer Tihyena. The brisa said, because it says the word Tihyena by the Tzdei Lechem, and that means that the Lachmai Toda get 10 Isaronos. So the Gemara says, my Tamalomer, how do you learn that? Some Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Tihyena Tziv. What does that mean? Tihyena. So Rashi says, Tihyena betrin yudim. There are two yuds in the word Tihyena. The chad yudim yasr, I see the Lachmai Toda. One extra yud is to learn for the Lachmai Toda, meaning that the yud is 10 Isarons in the bread portion of the Lachmai Toda. So the Gemara says, Ema Asara Kapizi. Maybe it's Asara Kapizi, which is another type of measurement. So Amarava Esaronos Dibarakas. It's not. Why would you think he's talking about different measurements? The Pasuk is talking about Esaronos, right? Rashi says, Parsha Kamarba Tihyena. Whatever the Parsha is talking about, that's what you're including for the word Tihyena. Well, the Parsha Ksiv, stay Esaronim. It says Esaronim. Well, you're talking about another measurement. That's what you get from Tihyena. Just keep that in mind. Tihyena is where we learn out. When the word Tihyena is where we learn out that you get stay Esaronim, you get 10 Esaronim for the bread portion of the Lachmai Toda. Okay, so now the Gemara says, fine. Lamadnu asar l'chametz. We now know that there are 10 Isronos in the chametz portion of the Lachmai Toda, right? Asar l'matz minayin. How do we know that there are 10 Isronos, which is divided amongst the 30 matzah parts of the Korban Toda? How do we know that? So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, al chalos lechem, right? The pasuk. Long pasuk, but it's al chalos lechem, right? Al chalos lechem chametz rachiv korbano al zeruch toda shlomov. So al chalos lechem kineged chametz have a matzah similar to the chametz. Bring the matzah. So we have a hekesh from the matzah back to the chametz. The Gemara says, wait a second. The chi davar halama behekesh choser umalame behekesh. Something that you learn with a hekesh can come back and learn another hekesh. Well, what's going on here? We learned, right, the Gemara, remember the Gemara is often about the test, about the whole thing, that something in Kachim, that if you learn something from a Hekesh, you can't go out and then use that for Hekesh or something else. It doesn't work by Kachim. So over here, we just said that we learned that the Lachmai Toda, we learned from the Hekesh of Tiviu, right, from Shtei Halechem. That's what we learned about from the Shtei Halechem, right? And now, we're taking that shear, and we're taking it from the Chalos, bringing it to the Matzah, Al Chalos Lechem. So it's something with Hekesh that goes to another Hekesh. So Rashi says, no, it's not a pure hekesh. The first stage is not a pure hekesh because heimenu v'davar acherhu. It's a hekesh and davar acher. It's not complete. Not everything is completely learned out from the hekesh. V'chol heimenu v'davar acher ain't no hekesh. Anything you have heimenu and davar acher is not considered a hekesh. So what is the heimenu v'davar acher? Lots of peyushim. I saw about four of them. So we'll just go through the Rashi because that's what we have on the page. So he says heimenu v'davar acher kolomar, meaning. If we would have learnt from the chametz to the matzah the exact same thing that we learned from the chametz, that we learned the chametz from the shtei lechem, then you would be right. Right? Shehulam shtei lechem, right? Isar and lechala, mati lemeimar. Then you could say, kidavar lama behekesh, chozim lama behekesh. And alhaqa, shachametz eno melamed ala matzah, mashu lama behekesh, we shtei lechem, lama matzah mifrach. The chametz is not learning to the matzah the exact same thing that it learned from the shtei lechem. Why? Mishum the chametz lama mishtei lechem isaron l'chala. The chametz learned from the shtei lechem what? Then you get it's isaron for the chala. The one for one ratio. Umelamin behekish l'matzah shehu yud esronim to have a dover acher. And then it teaches with a hekish to the matzah that it's 10 esronim total for the other matzahs. So it's not exactly the same. That's one perish in Rashi. Next perish in Rashi is Shemati Hemenov Dover Acher Hu Dihav Yolof Mechametz Shebetoda LeKorban Acher the Alma Masi LeKshuei. If you have learned from Shtei Lechem to Chametz Betoda to a completely different Korban A to B to C, that would be a problem. But here, what's the difference? The Chametz in the Lachmai Toda and the Masi Lachmai Toda are both B. They're both Korbanos Toda, so it's not going A to B to C. It's just going from A to B and to a derivative of B. So it's not considered a chozer melamed behekesh, right? Rashi says, All right, so hashda de lo yalos elahu korban gufe. This exact korban lekra mitzvah chalki. You can't say that. Tosos brings down. Tosos, I don't know why the Tosos got small, but towards the end of Tosos Himenu, he says b'sof ezum mekomun peiros bekunchus dechashiv Himenu. Where's Himenu? Masha anu lemedim mitshumas meiser b'gzeiros shava. Because we learn out the fact that you have complete 10, right? We learn out that you have 10 from the gzeiros shava up from truma, and that becomes davar lam b'gzeiros shava. The davar lam b'gzeiros shava is begufe. If you have to do that, it's a shava. It's written explicitly by that place. So then you can learn out to a hekesh. The other paper, which is what it means. The point being here is not a complete hekesh. But then the Gemara says, wait a second. Hanicha l'manda amra lo havei hekesh. That's all fun and dandy. According to Manda Amra, who says, heimenu v'davar acher, whatever that is not considered a hekesh. But according to Manda Amra, who says, heimenu v'davar acher, right? That's Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara in Zvachim. So havei hekesh, Michael Neymar. So what do you have? According to him, this is a valid hekesh. It is part of the rules of hekesh. So it's two hekeshim. You can't do that in kashrut. So Gemara says, no, because it says the word taviyu ribuyahi. The word taviyu is said in the parsha of Steil Lechem, and that's not a hekesh. It's an extra word. So the extra word is then darshan for the lechem, the lachmei toda. And if it's a riboy, that means it's reviewed as if it's written explicitly by the lachmei toda. And therefore, the lachmei toda can then learn across to the matzah of the toda. It's not a hekesh; it's a riboy. Right? Rashi says, "Taviu ribuyahu to lo havi lemichto taviu gabish de'alechem." He didn't have to write the word taviu by she'alechem. We should time it to amal el because of what we said previously, which I don't recall. Oh, because it doesn't work in the pasuk. But havi command k'siv hocha gabi lachmei toda. It's as if it's written explicitly now in Lachmei Toda. The Kol Havo Shatamevi Yukazeh Yisrael Nachala. Everything that you bring should be like this. This is an Yisrael Nachala, which is then a problem. V'havi Kamo Shalom Megupo Dekra Yisrael Nachala V'lo Mehekesh. So now it's not a problem. Because it says, if it's learned explicitly in the Pasuk of Lachmei Toda, it's not learned as a Hekesh, right? V'lo Matzis L'Miprach. And then you can learn from the Chameh portion to the Masa portion. So it's not a no problem because it's not learning it as a Hekesh. Okay, that's a little technical. Next. The Mishnah is going to bring down two other cases where we had lachmei, right? Where we brought chalos to mikvah. Right? Chalos, we're going to say, don't mean like chalos that we have now. Chalos means baked items. Right? The distinction between chametz and matzah, but chalos means all. It includes everything. So we have other places where there are chalos. Number one, we had by the Chanukas Hamishkan. We said we had to bring chalos. The pasuk there said, "Zeh hadavar shetase lahem lekadesh osam lachayim li." Right, you had the chinuch hamishkan. So the lechem matzos v'chalos matzos v'luz v'shem rikikim matzos v'shuchah v'shemen. You had to bring it then. And we also have a case by the nazir. When the nazir finishes his nazirus, he has to bring chalos and mincha with his korban. It says in Bamidbar Perek Vav, the hikriv es korbanel Hashem. And then it says the sal matzos, so as chalos v'luz v'shemen rikikim matzos v'shuchah v'shemen. He's got to bring all these chalos. So what's the story there? So Gemara says, Mishnah says, the lachmei karbonos that came by hamiluim, right? That came from the chanukas hamishkan, hayubain kamasha shebetoda. They came with the same type that are brought by the korban toda, which is what? Which were chalos. These are the matzah portion, which is chalos rikikim revicha. The chametz portion only comes by the toda. There's only two karbonos that have chametz. That's the korban toda and the shteilechem. But so when we say it's similar to the lachmei toda, it's talking about the three non-chametz portions. And those are the chalos, the rikikin, and the revicha. And the zirus, but the zirus, haisaba shte yados. It only had two parts similar to the lachmei toda, right? Shte yados kamasa shel toda, which is just the chalos and the rikikin. The eva revucha. It did not have the revucha. I wish I had like a concrete example of what the different types of doughs can look like. What it was. So maybe go to go to Shlomo's and say, walk in, what a revucha. That's what are we talking about?
Well, what does it mean? Like a
flat wafer? Thick wafer. Right. Well, I think the last one is the one that smeared, the revucha.
Right.
But chalos must mean the dough. But chalos is the dough, must be like the soft matzah that people sometimes use. Revucha is probably, the rikikin is probably similar to our shmur matzah. More crunchy. And the other one is smeared with oil.
Right. Like a wafer, I mean.
No.
I don't know the
Maybe the revucha doesn't have the revucha. So nimsa. So it turns out by the chalos nazir, what's the measurement? It's asara kabin yerushalmios. It only has 10 Kabbin Yerushalmiyos, because we said yesterday that the three together were 15 Kabbin Yerushalmiyos, right? Nimso Asar Kabbin Yerushalmiyos, Shehein, right? So what happens is Shehein Shisha Esronos the Odion. So if you translate it back to the Midbar measurements, each one of the two that are brought get six and a little more of Esronos, right? Esronos HaEfa that they get. So the Shir Chalas Matz of Alach Mitodah was 10 Esronim. Two thirds of that goes into the Chalas of the Nazir, which is like six and two, which is like six and a change, right? Six and change to get to the amount, right? Six and two thirds probably. That's two thirds of the 15. Okay.
And the fact that they're bringing down the new carbon is just historical, and then contrast to the year. We don't really care that much about
right.
It's one time.
It's historical, I guess, to compare it to what's going on. Yeah. Perhaps in the post took him. So Gemara says, we know how the Muli. How do we know, maybe not, how do we know that the carbonus of the Miluim came three minim of Chalos, like by the Todas? So Gemara says, Amar Rav says the Amar of Chalos Bar Guria, the Amar Kroh says in the post. Right, it's the Parshas Miluim, Vayikra Perifas Pasuk Chavav. Pasuk reads, Umisal ha-matzos asher lifnei Hashem, lakach, he took chalas matzah achas, chalas lechem shemen achas, urakik echad. Look, so what do you have? So bishlimo chalos, that's chalos, it's written there. And then it's, and rakik is written there, that's the rakik. But, shem, so we have the chalos, we have the rakik, where's the revucha? So the Gemara says, must be shemen my ninu, when it says, the chalos lechem shemen achas, what's that my ninu? Lav the revucha, that must be talking about the revucha. Gemara says, "Matzei Rav Avya, ema anta de mishka." Maybe it's some sort of like coagulated oil cake. I don't know what that is. That's what I think it means. Some sort of oil cake. Maybe it's not talking about a loaf, a shemen loaf. Maybe it's talking about oil cake. So it can't be from there. So Ella, ki the darish of Nachum Bar Chizda mishmei de Rav Tavla. It's like the drush of Rav Chizda in the name of Rav Tavla. The pasuk says, "By the minchah that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day." It says, "Zek karban Aharon uvanav, asher yakrivu laHashem." The Yom Himashacho. So, what does it say there? It says, "Asiras ha'efa solos mechatami machatitza leboker u'machatitza be'erev amachavas b'shem etasem lukeves tviyena." The Gemara says, "V'chima limadnu levonov." It talks about the anointing of Aaron. It talks about his children. So, what's the children coming in the pasuk for? Right? "V'chima limadnu levonov b'yom himashcho." The pasuk is talking about the minchas chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. What's the sons coming in? They're not the Kohanim Gedolim. Ella makish chinucho lihimashcho. What they're talking about here is that there's a hekesh between the chinuch of the Kohen Hedjot, the first mincha the Kohen Hedjot brings, and the chavitin shel Kohen Gadol, and the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, which is what, right? Mahimashcho, just like the minchas chavitin that we have, we know for sure comes from a revucha, because the pasuk says mur bechet tviyena. So too with the Hatzchalos the Avoda, which we're talking about over here, which is the Chinuch, has to come Revucha. So that's how we get to Revucha. We have two from the Pasuk explicitly, right? We have Chalos and Rakik in the Pasuk. Then the comparison to the Minchas Chavitin, which we know comes with a Revucha, so there's a Revucha over there by the Chinuch, when they first start. Okay, so Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Kohen Gadol Hamiskariv la'avoda. Kohen Gadol just got appointed. He's going to start doing the avoda. I guess it's a Kohen Gadol. Sarich shtei esronos ha'efa. He needs two esronos of flour. Achas lihimashcho. Because one is for the minchas chavitin that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day. Because now he's a Kohen Gadol. That's what he always has to bring. Right? So he needs one for that. The achas lichinucho. And now, since he started the avoda as a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring another one. Because he has a chinuch, he has to bring another one. So Mar Bar Vashi Amar Shalosh. Mar Bar Vashi says no, he has to bring three korban minchas. So Gemara says below pligi, there's no machlokes between Mar Bar Vashi and Rav Chizda. Ha Rav Chizda says he has to bring two, the avad avodah kishukohen hedjot. The ha and Mar Bar Vashi who says he needs three, the low avad avodah kishukohen hedjot. Question is, we're talking about a case. Are we talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol, this is his first appointment? You know. Excuse me, like, what's the Chief Justice, what's the name of the, what's his name again?
Which one?
Now. Roberts. Judge Roberts.
He was never on the Supreme Court. He went straight to being the Chief Justice. Right? His wife Rehnquist died. So here we're talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol never even worked as a Kohen. He went straight to being the Kohen Gadol. He didn't pass go. He went right there. So he went straight to being the Kohen Gadol. So that's where Rav Ashi says you need three. What do you need three for? You need three, one, for his personal vote, for remember what you need the Himashkol, that's called the Chavitin, the daily offering as a Kohen Gadol. Number two, he has to be anointed as a Kohen. Number three, he has to be anointed as a Kohen Gadol. So he needs three. Whereas the case where he says he needs two is where he already worked as a Kohen Hedjot, so he doesn't need that initial carbon.
And 20-year-old and went as a Kohen Gadol
straight? I don't know if it's unlikely. In the times of the Bayashini, you had people becoming Kohen Gadol who just were...
You know, supposed to be but right. It went down generation to generation.
If it was passed, you also have people who are buying it.
Right.
Maybe they never did the avodah before. I don't know. They talk about somebody bought it for her husband or something like that.
Watch for her.
Right. So, who says he was 60 at the time? Who says he was accepted at the time to do the avodah? Maybe the Prussian didn't let him. Then he bought it. I mean, there could be cases he could come up with that. Right. Okay. Fine. Next, the Mishnah said that Nazirus Haisabah Shtei Yados, that the Lachmei Toda, the thread that came with the carbon for the Nazir only had two parts of the Toda, it only had two out of three, right? We said it only had the Chalos and the Rekikin, not the Revucha. So Tana Rabbanan, right? You can try to figure out what the Shear of the Chalos are with the Nazir. Tana Rabbanan, learn the Breisa. The pasuk says by Lachmei Toda that says Al Zevach Toda Shlamav. So that pasuk who says extra because it already said pretty previously it said Zos Torah Zevach Shlamin, right? So the Zevach Toda. So what is Shlamav? We learned out LeRabo Shalmei Nazir to come for a Shalmei Nazir, right? That to teach us the Shalmei Nazir that it also has to bring Masos. Because it says by the Nazir. Oh, even including the Shalmei, even though the Shalmei Nazir already says, right, it says Sal Matzos, you know, we have to bring the Matzos, but the Reboy that we're having over here is Asara Kavin Yerushalmios, that it gets 10 Kavin Yerushalmios, that's the measurement, I guess, the Revius Shemin, that he's supposed to take a Revius log of a Shemin and put that on the Shalmei Nazir, I guess. Right, it makes sense because when it comes to the Chalos Toda, there's a Chatzi Log, half goes on the Chalos Rekikin, and half goes on the Revucha. And since there's no Revucha here, so obviously it's bringing the Revius. That's how it works. Losing out. Okay. So Yochel Lechol Masha Amar B'Inyon. Maybe you should apply everything that's written in the parsha of Lachmei Toda, which now means we're bringing up the third type of lechem, Tamid Omar, but it says by the Lachmei Toda, Sal Matzos, just as Matzos. So let me bring Matzos, but I understand, don't you bring with Kikin also? I don't know. Okay, so my Talmuda, so what did we learn from this pasuk? Amar Papa, Dabar Shenerim Bo Matzos, Lafuke Revucha, Delo Nerim Matzos. Oh, that's my answer. You only bring matzos. Anything where it's mentioned, the word matzos is brought over, as opposed to rebucha, where the word matzos doesn't appear next to rebucha by the Lachmei Toda. Only the chalos and the rekikin said the word matzos was said, so that's brought over to the Lachmei Toda. Okay, but today Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they learn differently. They learn, how do we know that a nazir doesn't bring a rebucha? Because he says, it's a klal uprat. Right? The pasuk says, by the Lachmei Nazir, it says, the sal matzos solas, chalos belos b'shemen, or rekikin matzos b'shuchim b'shemen. So the first masos is a klal, so that includes everything. But then it says chalos rekikin is a prat, right? So klal a prat, aim the chalos masos prat. You only have what's the prat chalos rekikin in midi achrinolo. So nothing else. That's why you can't learn across that you get the revucha from the Lachmei Toda. Okay. So we all know about the korban toda. The korban toda has a korban aspect, and it also has the chalos aspect. The pasuk says al chalos lechem chametz akriv korbano al zevach toda shlamav. So we learn from that pasuk that the shrita of the karbanos, that's what's mekadosh the Lachmei Toda. Prior to the shrita, the Lachmei Toda are not considered kadosh. So
Gemara says, what happens in the following, Mishnah says, what happens in the following case? Hashochet et hatoda lifnim. So you shechted the korban toda in the proper space, place, inside the Azara. Vilachma chutz lachoma. But the bread, the lechem, is outside of the choma. It's outside of the walls. We'll see what that is. Lo kiddush halechem. The bread's not kolish. It didn't work on the bread. Your carbon is fine, but you didn't bring the bread yet. You got whatever the halacha is with that. You need to bring more bread. You have to bring it, do it again, because you haven't been mekadesh this bread. It wasn't in the right spot. Shchata achilo kamru panel. If you shechted the carbon prior to the place time when the loaves of the lach mitoda, I guess the edges got brown. I'm not sure what kamru panel. It's a certain stage in the baking process. Well, you get crusted on the edges, right? That stage prior to that, which is not considered baked, right? Achilo karmel paneh banor, vafilu karmel, and even 39 of them were karmel. Chutz ve'efmayhem, and one was not. Lo kadosh lechem, because it has to be called. They all have to be lechem for that to be kadosh. And prior to this stage in the baking process, they're not considered lechem. I guess they're considered dough. They're not considered lechem, and therefore they don't become kadosh. So Gemara says, "My chutz lechoma," very amorphous term. What does chutz lechoma mean? So Rav Yochanan Amar chutz lechoma's base paki, right? If the bread is outside of the choma of the base paki, hold to do what base paki is. Rashi in the Ksav Yad here says that base paki is the outer wall of Yerushalayim. It's the outer wall of Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says above Metzia and Sotim and Sota, and that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. But the Miyuchas for Rashi, which I think is the top part for Rashi, says Chutz Chomos Beis Paki is outside of the Chomos of the Harabayas. Completely outside of the Chomos of the Harabayas. And that's how the Rambam explains the Mishnayos, the Perish Mishnayos also, that it was a place outside the Chomos of the Bayas. We're going to go with the outside of Yerushalayim, because it makes more sense to the flow of the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Amar Chutz Chomos Beis Paki, Reish Lakish Amar Chutz Chomos Azara. Reish Lakish says that the Lach Mitoda have to be in the Azara. Even if they're outside of the Azara, but in the Harabayas, it's still no good. It has to be inside the Azar. So what's the shorish of my focus? What? No, this is the eating part. Everyone agrees you can eat cult in all of your shrines, such a talent. It's talking about where the bread has to be when you chef the korban. Oh. What you have to do when you chef the korban. Okay? It's got to be baked there anyway, so why it should be there. Okay? So, Gemara says, what's the machlokas? Because he says, right, Reish Lakish says, chutz l'chomets ha'zara ba'inan, because al is b'samach. Because the pasuk says, al zebach todas shlamav. So Reish Lakish says, the word al means samach, means next to. So just like the karbonos have to be shechted in the azara, so to the bread has to be in the azara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chutz l'chomets beis pagi, and the chutz lazara, it's still kadosh. Why? Below be'in al basamach. He doesn't say al basamach, which that's why I said that learning that base pagi was outside of Yerushalayim means it's not samach. That's really far away. I mean, I guess you could say the other way that it's chutz lazara. I mean, al doesn't mean have to be right next to. It could be a little distance, but not too distant. So Gemara asks, wait, the machlokas is about if you darshan al, right? The machlokas is about the darshan al ha'ifikul b'chadzimna. We already had that machlokas previously, right? Remember this machlokas is himself is afsamach yimel. Right, the pasuk says the Mishnah says there the tzman hashochet es haPesach al haChametz. If you chef your korban Pesach when you still have chametz in your possession, over below saseh, you're over a lot because the pasuk says lo sishkan al haChametz dam zifti. You can't chef the korban Pesach when you still have chametz. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ach haTamid. Even the kohen who chefs the korban Tamid ben harbayim the erev Pesach is over on the lav if he has chametz. Right, that's the thing dam zifti. Right, it zipchi means the zevach amiyuchadli, which is the korban tamid. So if you shech the korban tamid that afternoon when you still have chametz, you also violate this law. But Amar Reish Lakish says no. Lo olam eno chayev ashiya ola shochet ola zorek ola echam mibnei hachabura imo ba'azara. The only way you can violate this law is if you have chametz with you in the azara. Why? Because it says lo tishchat al chametz dam zipchi. Al means samach. Rav Yochanan Omer, af al pi she'ein imo ba'zara. Even if you don't have the chametz in the zara, but if you own it somewhere else, because he's not darshaning the word al, he doesn't darshan the word al. So I see that this machlokas about al already exists Why do they have to reiterate the machlokas al when it comes to this case of the carbon toda? So the Gemara says, no, Moraim had to tell us the machlokas in both instances. The itmar bahi, if we just had the machlokas listed by the case of where you showcase the chametz, where you showcase the carbon pesach when you have the chametz, maybe we would say bahi only in that case. Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe in that case, Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need the chametz to be with you in the azara. The kol hecha the isa the isurakai, because wherever the chametz is, if you own it, it's an isur. If I own chametz in California, I'm violating the isur of, you know, by your matzah. So that's why over there he's very. That's why over there he says it doesn't matter where the chametz is. Aval inyan mikat lechem. But when it comes to be mikadosh lechem, so in modeli rish lakish, maybe he'll be modeli rish lakish. There's no isur to have the lechem one place or another. So maybe he'll be modeli. Then you're right. Here al it has to be next in the azara with the carbon, right? The isa bifnim kadosh. Abrai lo kadosh. So if it's inside it's kadosh. If it's outside it's not kadosh. The inyan baha. And if we only had the machlokas in our case by the lachmei toda. Maybe the hakam rish lakish that it has to be inside ababahach, but in that case, because it's so chomer, because you can violate the isra anywhere, maybe ababahach emo modeli Rav Yochanan. Maybe he'll be modeli Rav Yochanan that you don't require al in that case. So therefore, tzricha, we need to have the machlokas in both cases. But Gemara sums up tanya kavasa Rav Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports the sheet of Rav Yochanan that says hashoket es hatoda lifnim. If you shek the toda while it's inside, the lachma chutz lechomos beis pagi lo kadosh alechem, and the lechem is outside the beis pagi, that's lo kadosh alechem. But mashma, if it's inside beis pagi, it would be kadosh alechem. You don't need al like Rish Lakish needs al. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a source for what we said in the Mishnah that you require it to crust around the edges in order for it, before you can shek the korban, in order for it to be considered lechem and be part of the shechita of the korban toda. Right, the Mishnah said shechata at shelo kamru panel. You shechted it prior to when the chalos, the edges got the crusted. Shechata at shelo kamru panel batanor. We know hanimili. How do we know? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the pasuk says, the brayzer brings out the pasuk that says, but the lachmei toda al chalos lechem chametz arkiv korbanu al zevach. Right, toda shlomo. The lamed teaches us she'ein alechem kadosh el in kein kamru panel batanor. I guess it has to al chalos lechem chametz yakriv korbanu al zevach. And the drasha is what's chalos lechem? The lamed she'ein alechem kadosh, the lechem is not considered sanctified el in kein unless kamru panel batanor. That's the drasha. I don't know where you see it from. Then he says yakriv korbanu al zevach. Milanage to ein alechem kadosh el b'shchita zevach. That makes sense. Yakriv korbanu al zevach. He can bring the korbanu al zevach. It teaches us that it only becomes kadosh with the shchita. Zevach todas milanage shimshakon shlo lishman lo kadosh alechem. It says it has to be zevach todas specifically for the korban todah. So it teaches us that if you were shechted the korban and shame something else, then you were not mekadesh the lechem. The korban itself is kosher. It's where it goes to Yehov, but it's not mekadesh. It's not mekadesh the lechem. Always comes back to that first Mishnah about Shalom Lishma. Always comes back to that. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, right, what is considered the shear of Karmel Pnei Alechem? Tanur Rabbanan, Yotzin, right, on Pesach, Yotzin B'matzah Na. You can be Yotzin Yechiv with Chilas Matzah on Pesach with raw matzah. With the matzah that hasn't completely been baked. U'B'matzah Ha'itsuya B'ilfas. And also matzah that's baked in some sort of pot. That's also considered good. So Gemara asks, "My matzah na? What's matzah na that the price says is kosher?" Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol sheporsa the ein chutim nshachan hamena. If you break it apart, you don't have strands of wheat afterwards. It makes a clean break. That's the stage where it's still where it's baked enough to be considered yotze. And Amar Rabba v'chein le'in nachmei toda. Whatever applies by the matzah applies by the lachmei toda. So it says pshita. Of course, whatever applies to matzah applies here. Hakol lechem siv, the hakol lechem siv. They both say lechem. It's the same rules. So as Mar says, ma'al detema. Maybe you would have said, by it says by the lachmei toda, the krivim menu ephah. It has to be ephah, which we learned out that it has to be complete, right? Ephah amrachmana shelo yitol parus. You cannot do it. Can't be broken up. The hak kamad the parisa damya kamashulon. And here, when if you're at the stage of ein chutin shachin hemena, that means if you break it apart, you won't have these strings come. But if you lift it just by itself, it's going to fall apart. So you might think that since it's going to fall apart, if you lift it that way, it's considered parus. Kamash malan, it's not considered parus. It's still considered, it's baked enough.
So as long as the matzah is baked to a degree where if when it breaks apart you don't have these strands, that's considered mabushal enough, baked enough, and that you can be yotzu it. Okay. Now, we mentioned again on the Mishnah yesterday that there were 40 lachmei toda, right? 10, 10, 10, 10. 40 lachmei toda. So itmar. We'll send it to me, have a brisa. Toda sheshchata ashmoyim chalos. Let's say, instead of using 40, you brought 80. You brought 80. Chizkiya amar kachu avari mitok shmoyim. Chizkiya says 40 animals, 80 are considered kachim, and I guess they have all the sanctity. I guess the thing is, you don't know which ones, right? Rashi and Iksav, you don't know which ones. So you're going to have to eat all 80 b'ketusha for one day and one night, because there's no parade, we don't know. So you have to be machmir for all of them. But it was chal. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kachu avari mitok shmoni. No, there's no kedusha with chal at all. You have to bring 40. If you brought 80, there's nothing for it to be, there's no kedusha in any of them. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, he's going to say what the machlokas tanaim is. Sorry, it's machlokas amaroi. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Hakol modim, everyone agrees. Hecha the Amar liktishu arbaim mitok shmoni shakachu. He explicitly said, I have 80, but I only want 40 to become kadosh. 40 become kadosh, with the caveat that all 80 have to be treated as kadosh. Right, and if he said, they all agree. If he says, "Al yafishu arvayim el im kain yikdishu shmonim shlo kachu," if he says, "I'm only having in mind that these become holy. If all 80 become holy, then all agree that none of them become holy." What's the machlokas? Ki pligi b'stama. They argue when the guy says nothing. He brings shmonim talos, and we don't know what his intent is. So Ma'ar Chizkiya savar lachrayis kamakavim. The guy brings 80. His kavana is that 40 should become holy. So his stam is that 40 should become holy. Therefore, 40 do become holy. Umar sav alakor God will come in kavin. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says when he brings 80, he's not bringing 80 for 40 to be holy and 40 not to be holy. He's bringing 80 because he thinks he's doing a great thing by bringing this massive carbon. Nothing becomes holy, or sanctified is a better word. So now, right in our Mishnah, we just said that the shchita is mekadesh the phallus. And that's done. How does that happen? The shechita is done with a knife, right? That's all. So the knife is used as a klisharis. That's what's mekadesh. So now we're going to use that to try to explain the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye Amar, he says no. How do you read this? Abaye Amar, the kulei ama leachrayis kamikavein. Everyone agrees that if you bring 80 stam, you're bringing them for 40 to be holy. That's the intent. Leachrayis kamikavein. But what's the machlokas? Uvi kli sharis mekadeshin shlomi das kamichlagi. Can a kli sharis be mekadesh something without the das of the owner? Right? Marsav kli sharis mekadeshin shlomi das, and marsav kli sharis ain't mekadeshin shlomi das. So how does that work? Because you don't know, he didn't have kavanah for which 840 are going to be holy. So can the kli sharis work to be mekadesh 40 without the specific intent of the balim? So according to Chizkiya, yeah, the kli sharis will work even without the das of the balim. So 40 of them will become holy. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the kli sharis doesn't have that power. It can't be mekadesh unless the baal knows what he's being, unless the baal knows what he's being mekadesh. This is a guy born 80. He doesn't know which 40 are going to become kadosh. So the kli sharis doesn't have the power to be Moshe 40 of them to become kadosh. Lepap Amar, no, he says kulei alma according to everybody kli sharis mekadesh shlomi das. No, there's no problem about that. The kli sharis has that power. Bahakla the sakka mifugi. The machlokas is by a knife, right? Mar sover saki mekadesh kli sharis. Does the knife have the same power as kli sharis? Because a knife is different than kli sharis. It doesn't have a big kibble. It doesn't have. It's not a container, right? So can the knife be mekadesh kli sharis? Umar sover saki cave into less leitoch. Since the sakin doesn't have an internal, the base kibble doesn't have an inside, ain't a mekadesh kli sharis. It doesn't work like a kli sharis, so therefore it doesn't have the power to be mekadesh shalom das violin. It can only be mekadesh with das violin, and therefore in this case, when you have 80, it needs the das violin, and therefore it can't be mekadesh. The ikad amri, and some say, no, the rapapa amar, the kule amar kli sharis, ain't mekadesh shalom das violin. Some say that the kli sharis, everyone agrees that kli sharis cannot be mekadesh without das violin. So therefore, you would think that you are not going to be mekadesh these 80 because you don't have das on which 40. B'hakav b'sakin kamitzvah. And machlokas is also about the knife. Mar sabr sakin alima mi kli sharis. One man d'amar holds that a sakin is stronger, more powerful than kli sharis. The apagav the less by toch mekadesh because you see that even though it doesn't have a toch, it's still Mekadosh things, so it's obviously a more powerful Kusaris, so therefore it can be Mekadosh even below Shalom Midas Bailim. That's what Chizkiah would say, so 40 of them are Kadosh. Umar, Rav Yochanan Sofer Sukkim, Lowly Melani Kusaris, it's no better than the Kusaris, and therefore it requires Das Bailim, according to Sma Dalmer, and therefore without Das Bailim, none of them will become Kadosh. Okay, let's do the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shachta Chutzlus Mana. Let's say you shechted the Korban Todah and your intent was pigled. I'm going to eat the animal, the Korban Todah, outside its man, and whoever eats it is by a Kharis. Or you had intent via Chutzlum Koma. I want to eat it outside the Chomos of Yishalayim. Nevertheless, Kodesh Halechem. The bread still becomes holy, right? Rashi says, V'havim Ifagel, hold the Pasul Havil Achar Shchita. So it's pigle, I would guess, but it attains sanctity for pigle purposes, right? But shechata of anim says treifa. If you shechted it and it turned out that it was treifa, lo kiddush alechem, because the psul took place prior to the shechita, so there was no kedusha chal on the shechita, and therefore there's no kedusha chal on the bread. Shechata of anim says bal mum. Let's say you shechted it and found it's a bal mum. But let's say over kiddush alechem, the bread does become holy. Macham army lo kiddush alechem. The lo kiddush, the lechem is not sanctified. Shchata shalol l'shma. Let's say you shechted the korban todah shalol l'shma. The chen il meluim, and also the il meluim, right? That the shechita over there was mekadosh the matzahs there. The chen shnei kivsei atzeres sheshachta shalol l'shma lo kiddush alechem. Then you're not mekadosh the lechem, and that the bread does not become sanctified, because the pasuk says al zevach todah shlomo, that if the shechita is no good, then the bread is no good either. The shechita has to be valid. Pigle is a valid shechita for pigle purposes. That's why the bread attains sanctity. But if you have something where the shechita itself is not valid for the animal, then it won't be valid for the bread, and the bread will not attain sanctity either. I'm sure tomorrow the Mishnah will be explained by the Gemara. Okay, have a good day.